freaking out, guys.
Freaking out.
I don't feel good. So, of course, I obviously have COVID. It's running through my brain. But I don't think that's the case. I really haven't been around anybody, and I passed the COVID test a couple days ago. I did make for breakfast bagel and lox, and the salmon smelled weird. But I was like, it's smoked salmon. It's going to be fine. It's cured. I don't know the rules on it, but it did smell weird. And now it's just, I got the bubble guts. I got a rumble and a tumble. So I don't think it's the Rhone. I think it's the salmon. I think it's the salmonella. Salmon? No, just the salmon. Not the salmonella. The salmon. All right, let's start the show before the salmon comes up. Do it.
This is the Wells Cast with Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What up, everybody?
Pretty sure I food poisoned myself. It's fine. No worries. Dude, super pumped about today's episode. We have our second guest from Jersey Shore gracing the airwaves of the Wells Cast. He was on The Masked Dancer. He just put out a cookbook called The Keto Guido Cookbook, which is, that's a funny name. I gotta be honest with you. He's on a little show called Jersey Shore. Now he's on another show called Jersey Shore Family Vacation. He's on a show called Revenge Prank. He's on a show called Double Shot of Love. He's got a clothing line. He actually did a travel show with his mom. I mean, literally the guy's done every freaking TV show that's ever been created. But I'm telling you what you see on TV isn't all that is our guest today. When you think Jersey Shore, you think big, dumb, lovable Italians, right? Big, lovable Italians they may be, but dumb isn't what's happening with our guest today. This dude graduated college with a 3.9 GPA in 3.5 years. Was a poli-sci major, looking to become a lawyer. And then things happen. Gets thrown on a show while delivering pizzas for his uncle. And bing, bang, boom. Got 7 million TV shows he's on now. Really excited to have this guy on the show. Been a fan of his for a very long time. This is one episode you guys are not going to want to miss. On the Wells Cast today, it's Vinny Guadagnino. Seriously, guys, don't go anywhere. You're going to love this one. I have one of the stars of Jersey Shore, Family Vacation. He was just on The Masked Dancer. He's got a cookbook out. He's got three other reality shows that we'll get into. But dude, I'm very, very excited. I've been a fan of yours for a very long time. But I wonder, Vinny, do you have any idea who I am?
Watch The Bachelor, so.
I mean, that makes sense because I feel like you're on a spinoff of that show.
Yeah, I've been on the ratchet version of The Bachelor. I don't really have the jawline to be on the real show, you know, but we're on the little ratchet version, Double Shot.
I don't know, man, because I don't have the abs for the real Bachelor, but I got on that show. So,
I mean, you're pretty handsome. but at the same time, you know what I'm talking about, right? Those guys are I don't know what they're feeding those guys from Minnesota that are 22 years old and look like giant lumberjacks. It's crazy.
It's a lot of protein, a lot of protein powder. I won't name names, but dude, there was a guy on my season that would eat bread and chew it and then spit it out because he just wanted the feeling of bread in his mouth, but then didn't want the car. I don't know, however that works.
And he would just put a scoop of protein powder and swallow it afterwards.
Maybe these guys need to get the Keto Guido cookbook.
I was going to say, I kind of relate to that. I do have a bread issue. That's why I went keto, but I don't think they're keto. They're the opposite. They're protein and brown rice.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me, how the does an Italian go keto?
It actually makes more sense than you think, because the problem is my mother fed me pasta breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And at a certain point, my metabolism just didn't keep up with it anymore. And, you know, I was overweight. I was walking around 200 pounds sometimes. And I couldn't find anything to do that I can still enjoy my life. But because I love to eat, right? So with keto, you're able to eat good food like steaks and fish and wings and cheese. So I was able to do that, enjoy food, enjoy life. but cut out the pasta. I eat it like once in a while now, like a couple times a month.
I got to get this because I did the Ancestry.com thing and I definitely have an allergy to all that stuff. And I just like power through it, but I need to get your book. So
Right. Like after you're done with that dish of pasta, you want to kill yourself, but it's so worth it while it's going down. I don't really go through that with the keto, you know, because like my body just knows what to do with meat and vegetables. But if I put like a pizza inside of me, like it tastes good, but then like I start to bug out.
Yeah. I want to get back to the book a little bit later, but we got to talk about the fact that you were on The Masked Dancer. It was revealed that you were the hammerhead shark. Did you have fun on the show?
Yeah, I had so much fun. You know how it is, like going from reality TV and, you know, filming all that mess for 10 years. Once in a while, you do these other little shows. You know, I've hosted my own shows before, but then some of them just like are fun and great experiences. And this was one of them. This was one of the most like best experiences that I did because I got to actually perform, learn how to dance and put on a show for people as opposed to, you know, sit across from two girls fighting about the wedding speech or some shit, you know?
I have a good friend who's one of the choreographers on that show. And so she gives us kind of like the behind the scenes of the craziness that is doing Masked Singer or Masked Dancer. They really keep you guys like shrouded from the world. Was it hard? The Masked Singer, I'm like, okay, I think I could still sing in that costume because my mouth isn't being restricted, but you have to dance. And so you're in a costume trying to dance. Was it the most difficult?
Yeah, it was like borderline impossible. they made the suits a little more mobile for the dancers than they do on the Masked Singer. But you know, it was still tough. Like you're doing it blind. You can't see, you can't feel anything. I was wearing like a 20-pound muscle suit. And I'm not a professional dancer. So if you would have put me out there in a tank top, I probably would have had a challenge, but doing it in the suit made it more challenging. But yeah, you're right. Like the first day I showed up to set, I thought I was being smuggled and kidnapped. Like they put a hoodie on me. They're like, you know, move here. You can't move without being covered up. But soon you fall in love with the process and you learn why they're doing it because it makes that reveal so much better. Like, I don't know who the hell is on the show because they didn't let us see each other when we were there.
They didn't guess it was you. They thought it was other people from Jersey Shore. And then, like, I saw Kevin Hart was thrown out there. Was there anyone that offended you that they guessed for you?
No, they were actually all compliments. You know, they went from, like, Ryan Seacrest to Kevin Hart, Zac Efron, Eminem. There were a lot of people. I'm like, yo, I fuck with those guys. Like, those guys are pretty cool. At a certain point, the clues did get very Jersey Shore related. But that was part of the master plan because they still didn't know it was me. They thought it was one of my like meathead cast members. But I know how to play a meathead without actually being one. So that's why I was still able to surprise people.
Would you do it again?
Dude, I miss it so much. Like I want to, you know, I got really competitive and I thought I would only last like 1 week doing it. But, you know, if you have like a big work ethic, you want to just keep going and keep going. I don't know. Maybe like I can surprise people on The Masked Singer now or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to make a bunch of like different iterations of this show. Like obviously the blueprint works very, very well. Just get Ken Jeong to do whatever the fuck he does. And then all of a sudden ratings just go crazy. So
my whole career is just going to be hidden identity reality competition shows. Just keep popping up.
Have you counted how many reality shows you've done?
That's a good question. No, I've never counted. And it's not just reality. It's like, I've like hosted a lot. Like I had a show after Jersey Shore called The Show with Vinny, where I had a talk show and celebrities would come to my house in Staten Island. Like Lil Wayne flew to my house in Staten Island and my mother cooked for him. And then I had this, like, I have another, like a prank show airing now. I had a show with my mom where we traveled the world. You know, with this business, like, you know, like I said before, you just never know what you're really gonna get into. But this is just another notch to add to the belt. And it was one of my favorite ones.
Do you just go to like Viacom headquarters and you're like, all right, MTV, got an idea. I'm going to be traveling around with my dog and I don't know, someone else. And they're like, Do it. Make the fucking show. This kid is gold. Like, is that how it works for you?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, whenever, like right now I'm busy. I'm doing, you know, like 3 shows on MTV. But when I'm not doing that, I'm just like, okay, what's next? What are we going to do? So we have to think of new shows to make, and, you know, what's going to have longevity, what's going to be something I actually like to do. So I always kind of have, I'm sure you do too. Like, we always kind of have that, like, what's next kind of feeling, whenever we're doing whatever we're doing.
Hey, what's next? Cause I need some ideas for some shows. You got anything?
I don't know, man. Right now I'm on like enough shows right now. So I think I'm trying to like be on less shows.
Okay. Let's talk about Revenge Prank. That seems like, I don't know, like I grew up watching Ashton Kutcher do Punk'd, and I always thought like that would be the funnest show. And it seems like you're kind of getting to do like the next iteration of that. Is that fun, or do you feel bad doing it?
No, it's definitely fun. I mean, you know, me and Paulie are always looking for where could we take our strengths, what we love to do on Jersey Shore, and put them in different places, in different shows. So the pranking was right in our wheelhouse. But there is like a revenge element. I like the fact that it's not really us that are pulling the pranks. It's, we're helping them think of them. We're more like the, we're like the resources for the people. So they have an idea and we're like, yo, you said you got the big dogs now. We got MTV money behind us. This thing is going to be epic. Sometimes I do feel bad though, but I just know that like it'll be worth it in the end. Like I've had like pranks, like I had a security guard in my pranks who was just supposed to be there to like bodyguard me. And instead, like not like, like I need a fucking bodyguard, right? But instead, like he had to keep being inserted into the pranks because there were so many like fights breaking out. You know, my trashy reality experience said, you know what? If security has to be there, that's a good thing.
Yep. That means ratings are going to be very good.
Exactly.
Double shot at love. I get this question a lot. It's like, you really go on the Bachelorette to like get engaged. And I always come back with, I went for the experience. Hey, if I got engaged at the end, well, that's just kind of like icing on the cake. But how many times do you get the opportunity to go film this weird show and travel around and meet all these cool people? Were you really going in there to find love, or were you going in there for the experience?
Kind of had the same sentiment. Like I'm very picky, and I was like, we'll see what happens. Like that's what a lot of people don't think. Like they think that like you're, even if I was just saying, okay, I'm only doing this for the money. I'm only doing this for the TV show and the exposure, right? If you put the love of my life in front of me, I'm not going to say no to it. So I go in there, of course, for like the, you know, doing the show. But if you put a girl I really like and fuck with in front of me, I'm gonna go after her, you know? So it's kind of like that's how it becomes like a mixture for me and becomes real.
And Family Vacation is back. Will Jersey Shore ever end, or is it going to be like The Simpsons? It'll just keep on going forever, and then it'll be like your kids are on some reality TV show.
Yeah, I always say we're going to be like in a nursing home somewhere doing like the Jersey Shore nursing home edition. I don't know, man. People like watching us grow up, and you know, they grew up with us. They lived with us in our 20s, now our 30s and 40s, and all those experiences. It's like the central hub, like the mothership of like everything else that we do. I think we're like the longest original cast in a reality show to keep doing it. So I'm down for it. It's fun. It's just being myself, but I definitely want to branch out and do like these other shows like we've been talking about.
What do you like watching back more, like the original Jersey Shore or this kind of new matured iteration?
The original one was fun to watch now because like at the time I was living it. So I wasn't really watching it as a fan. Now I get why it became such a social phenomenon. But I like who I am now better. You know, I'm 33 and, you know, I figured out how to like dress and and how to like work out and shit and how to like, you know, be funny and not take things so seriously and be more humble like you do when you're older, you know? So I like who I am better, but I understand how funny and crazy the original was.
I think it's a testament to your fans because when you think about it, and I was talking about this earlier, is when you think of the original Jersey Shore, just like kind of like trashy, wanting to see people get fucked up. And then now it's much more evolved. And you'd think that, like, the fans of Jersey Shore would be like, this is not what I signed up for, guys. Like, I want fist bumps and, like, ragers, you know.
I want you guys to fight forever. Yeah. I want you guys to just go out and fuck everybody forever.
Yeah, it's like you guys have matured and your audience has too. It's like kudos to everyone involved, I suppose.
Well, because literally the same exact thing happened to the audience. They got older, they got married, they had kids. But to me, like, all right, I get that, like, Ronnie and Sammy fighting about, you know, she didn't call him back. I get that that's interesting. But now, like, motherfuckers are going to jail for 8 months.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting, there's like a new divorce every week. Someone's having a kid. There's baby mama drama. Ronnie's a fucking mess. This is real life drama. So if you don't like that, I don't know what to tell you.
Normally, this is where I'm like, all right, go watch The Masked Dancer Wednesdays, 8, 7 Central on Fox, and make sure you buy the Keto Guido cookbook on Amazon. You have so much. Just can you rip through all the stuff that I'm supposed to promote for you before we flip over to my portion of the show?
I appreciate that. Even though I don't like talking about myself, but basically Jersey Shore is airing right now. Revenge Prank airs after Jersey Shore. You can go back and watch me on The Masked Dancer because I'm off of it now because I got revealed. And always keep up with my Keto Guido lifestyle, Keto Guido cookbook.
And where do people follow you on social media?
At Vinny Guadagnino, my long-ass last name. It'll pop up.
I don't know if anyone told you, but the idea behind my show is just origin stories, like to find out how people became successful. I know you got to go soon, so we're going to do this kind of quick. Are you down for just a quick kind of like Cliff's Notes version of how the hell you got so many television shows under your belt?
Of course, let's do it.
All right, quick break. When we come back, Vinny Guadagnino here on the Wells Cast. Back in the Wells Cast, I got Vinny Guadagnino on the show. You just were revealed as the Hammerhead Shark on Masked Dancer. You, of course, have Family Vacation going on, Revenge Prank, Double Shot at Love, the Keto Guido cookbook. Am I forgetting anything?
Nah, we're good.
Okay. It's funny because obviously I come from this reality TV world, but I have this radio background, and a lot of people that come into the reality world ask me, how do you continue to perpetuate the positive momentum forward from the flash in the pan, the 15 minutes of fame that you get from whatever reality TV show you do? And I will say this, looking at your resume, you have hacked the system, man. Like, you were able to take this flash in the pan and turn it into this crazy empire. I don't even know how you have enough time in the day to do all this stuff. I just do like 3 shows and that's enough for me. But I want to go back to the beginning because I was reading up on you, and I think a lot of people would be shocked at the person you were right before you started doing Jersey Shore. So just real quick, where are you from?
I'm from Staten Island, New York.
And you are an only child? You have siblings?
Yeah, I have 2 sisters, you know, grew up here, very, not with a lot of money, just little old Staten Island, that's it. Now I was going to college. I had just graduated with my bachelor's when I got on Jersey Shore.
What were you studying?
Political science, to go into law school. So I was, I took my LSATs literally like the week that Jersey Shore was premiering, but there was always a like performer side of me. Like, I was in school plays, I was in the drama club, I was the lead in the high school play. So like after college, I said, you know what? I have to do the educational thing, but like, I want to be famous. So I just like kept, you know, I was like, this is my year to try to become famous. And literally Jersey Shore was like the first thing like I applied for, and I just got it.
Okay, so you're a poli-sci major. Were you a good student?
3.9 GPA. So yeah, I've always applied, like, not that I was good at political science. I was just like, okay, this was the test. I have to learn what's on the test and get an A. Like, I just had to always get an A.
I read somewhere that you finished in 3 years.
I did. Well, maybe 3.5. I took a semester off when I transferred schools. So I had to like, but I still wanted to finish on time. I didn't want that to hinder my 4-year college degree. So I still finished on time by like loading up on my credits like in my last year and still finished on time.
And did you have any jobs that weren't reality TV involved?
Dude, I was delivering pizza while Jersey Shore was airing, like the first like 3 weeks. but I used to, I had a million jobs. I worked at Staples for a couple years. I worked in a ton of pizzerias delivering pizza behind the counter. What else did I do? I had this weird job once where when somebody forgot to get their newspaper, like when their newspaper wasn't delivered to them, they would call me and I'd have to go and deliver the newspaper to them. So I'd like sit in my car with like a stack of newspapers with a cell phone. And then they would call me and be like, you have to go here. That person didn't get their newspaper. I had a bunch of odd jobs.
I read that you interned or something or shadowed for like a political person.
Yeah, well, like that was part of my political science degree. I had an internship for like a state assemblyman in Staten Island. So basically New York has its own like Congress, yeah. You know, like its own assembly from each district. So I like just interned for the local guy.
Did you pass the LSAT?
There's really no pass and fail. You just get a score. And I'm pretty sure I did horribly. I knew I was going to do horribly because I'm just really bad at standardized tests. Like I've always had almost like a 3.9 GPA, like perfect student. But if you looked at my standardized test score, you would think I'm like, you know, not smart at all because it's more of like an ADD thing that kind of like kicks in and anxiety while you're taking those tests that I struggle with. But they don't really judge it too much anymore on that, I heard.
You want to go to law school, you take the LSAT, but you're like, hold on, I'm going to see if this show hits. Are your parents like, what the f*** are you doing? You need to be a lawyer.
Well, my parents never actually thought I should be a lawyer. They thought that was crazy because no one in my family has ever done anything except like maybe like own a pizzeria, you know? So that was crazy in itself. And then, yeah, when I told my dad, like, because Jersey Shore back then didn't even have a name. It was just a concept and they were just casting it. So I'm like, Dad, I'm going to LA to meet with this producer. It seems legit, you know, and I could have got killed, but it ended up being legit, thank God. And but yeah, they didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Looking back, are you happy with the decisions you made?
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, like I said, I used to sit in my bed at night, you know, when I came home from school, growing up really poor in Staten Island and saying like, I want to be famous one day. I want to be famous. I know I'm going to be famous. I know, like I was used to say it. I didn't know how it was going to happen. And I can sit here and say like, I wish it happened different ways. Like I wish I was like, you know, the lead in a Marvel movie right now, but I'm working backwards. You know, I got on this crazy show that I can't control. And now I'm trying to like do all the things. And that's why I applaud you, like use you as an example too, because, you know, some people are more than that. The reality show is fun. But like I said, like I'm always in some kind of acting school. I've done improv school for like 7 years during Jersey Shore, just to kind of like get those skills. I just moved out to LA. And I want to continue to do other shit.
Improv class is one of the things that I would suggest everyone do. I've never like belly laughed as hard as when I did improv classes. What's amazing about improv, the funniest guy in the room usually isn't the funniest guy in the class. It's always like the quiet guy who like makes everyone just roll out.
It's the best. I did UCB for literally 7 years, improv, sketch comedy. It's not about like improv isn't about being funny. Like you said, it's about following the rules.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might just follow the rules and all of a sudden some crazy funny thing happens. Unfortunately, though, improv isn't something that like, you know, fans can go watch you do. Like if you do stand-up comedy, then like you're in business, you know. So I try to like pivot into that a little bit. But I just love the art of improv. It's so fun.
Well, hey, man, I'm running out of time with you. Before I let you go, do you have time for some rapid fire questions?
Let's do it.
All right, rapid fire questions in the Wells Cast with Vinny Guadagnino. First one, favorite pizza topping?
I'm just like a plain margarita pizza, just fresh mozzarella, marinara sauce, and basil.
What's your favorite book?
Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle.
Do you remember who your first kiss was?
Yes, I got my first kiss and my first hand job all in the same day. at like 17 years old. I thought I was going to lose my virginity at the same time as my first kiss.
That really escalated.
I mean, it's a podcast. We can curse, right?
Of course. Yeah. Normally I'm like, who is it? But now I'm not going to ask that question. What was your first job?
My uncle's pizzeria at 13 years old. I'm pretty sure that was illegal, but I used to go and help out behind the counter.
First car, your make model.
Toyota Celica, like a, don't know the year, but just the thing was falling apart and my uncle just like gave it to me as my first car.
Biggest pet peeve?
When people brush their teeth in front of you.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Lil Wayne, but I think he changed his number.
If you won an Oscar, who'd be the first person you think?
Probably my mom.
What was the first record, cassette, or CD you bought?
Eminem Slim Shady LP.
Weirdest superstition you have?
I mean, every time I fly somewhere, I like text my mom, I love you. Like, I don't think that's weird, but I don't know. I'm acting like it's the last time I'm going to talk to her.
One thing on your bucket list?
Go on an African safari.
One thing that's always in your fridge?
Bacon.
Last one. How would you describe your high school self?
Very quiet, nerdy, to himself, not social at all. I was never like a crazy nerd, but like I also didn't fit in with the cool kids.
Yeah. Vinny Guadagnino, thank you so much for taking the time and hanging out with me. I would just say maybe don't work so hard, you know, because there are other people that would also like to do some of the shows you're doing, you know. So
bro, it sounds a lot more impressive when you read them off like that. But in my real life, like I just kind of like sit home most of the day, like with my dog.
Last thing, what's the one piece of advice you kind of live by that has helped you like with your career?
Probably to never seek perfection. I read a really good book once called The Pursuit of Perfect. And, you know, when you kind of just like live life and you might just have a bad day, you might have a bad week, you know, like you still just go out and do it and don't get mad at yourself. You know, a lot of times I tried to be a perfectionist and you're never going to be perfect. So you're just going to keep setting yourself up for failure after failure after failure. But if you live like, you know what, today I'm 20%. And I'm okay with that. You know, tomorrow you'll be 80% and then the next day you'll be 90%. You never know. But that really helped me change my whole life as a whole with everything that I do.
Love it, man. Again, remind people where to follow you on social media.
At Vinny Guadagnino on Instagram, Twitter, all that. And at Keto Guido, I have another page.
Go buy the book, Keto Guido. Go watch Revenge Prank. Go watch Family Vacation. Just go watch all the stuff that he's on. Vinny, thanks so much, man. This has been a pleasure.
Thanks, brother. Big fan. Take care.
See you, bud. All right, that dude's awesome. That was a lot of fun. I've been a fan of his, obviously, for a long time. Come on. Kind of grew up with Jersey Shore, you know, in like a weird way. Like it's been a part of the fabric of my life for a while, and then getting to have him on my show is very cool. Keto Guido Cookbook is... I don't know who came up with that name, but it's good stuff. Excited about next week. I do believe we are going to go away from a television star and pivot to a sports star. Someone who won a championship for the Los Angeles Lakers? Yeah. Next week is going to be a fun one. I think you guys are really going to like it. If you guys have any suggestions on who we should have on the show, of course, you know, tweet to me at Wells Adams or DM me on Instagram at Wells Adams. Make sure you follow the Wellscast podcast Instagram account for all the information about upcoming shows. Don't forget to tell your friends about the show and rate and review on the Apple and Play Store because that helps the algorithm and more people will listen and then I make more money. And that's it. Now I'm going to go throw up some old salmon because I still don't feel that good.
Subscribe to Wellscast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. It's the internet.
Anytime salmon smells weird, just don't eat it.